Hey, this is Elise, and you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Say, but oh no, it's alright. Oh, School Bus and Classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There's a song that I love that you once played for me. It had all the right chords and a sweet melody. It was back when we started, when there was mystery. Now they've all been erased on my music machine. And it's all because of you. Listen to, and it's all
begin again. Another eternity, you'll stop your lovely orbiting. I'd held it a world away until nobody can say, oh. I need not one thing more. Oh, wrap the ground around your gentle winding mind. Oh, guard the pounding sound. Breathe in your fiery air. You'll be the moon, I'll be the earth, and when we burst, start over, oh darling, begin again, begin again, begin again. Again.
To run or hide, to run or hide. tonight. I'm gonna call this out. I'm coming back somehow. I won't run or hide. Cause there's a monster
very unusual and completely amazing story pieced together out of so many parts that it is not possible to describe them all here, so go ahead and just start reading. The full moon lights the silver rails winding around dark mountains and over steep gorges of jagged rock and one freezing cold rushing black mountain river. I wish there was enough time to describe all of the funny twists and turns, especially the elephant clown party, that led up to now, but there isn't enough time, because there is a ticking clock, and the two passengers we care most about don't know anything about it. In a sleeping berth in the third car from the end of the train are two children, 11-year-old twins who have just run away from the circus. The girl's name is Nancy, the boy's name is Joe. They have no idea that those are not their true names, though they will figure it out soon enough. To see what happens next, visit read.gov to read The Exquisite Corpse, a riveting adventure pieced together by John Cheska, Shannon Hale, Daniel Handler, and other popular authors. Explore new worlds. Read. This exciting message is brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Living on anesthetic, no one seems to get it. Numb to the sensation. Living on anesthetic, not the way you chose to have it. It's too cold to care, it's only fair. Waiting for a rendezvous. It's getting heavier the longer you were waiting for a pulling through. There's a smell like it died in the gutter and it's getting you. You're tired so you stay away, mother, cause there's no one else. You're at your wit's end. Losing feeling in your fingertips. And now you're wondering if anyone is showing and you're losing it. All you ask is for anyone to care, the sun it sets. And now you're walking and the cars flirt with you and direct your stare. You're at your wit's end. Oh, living on anesthetic, no one seems to get it. It's too much to take and now you're numb to the sensation. Living on anesthetic, not the way chose to have it. It's too cold to care. Swim right out your debts. Now you drown and you go down feeling secondhand regret. Consequence and self-defense, retrace your steps. You'll find where it all went wrong. Have someone to blame. You hope it's a name. You already know you're at your wit's end. Yeah! Living on anesthetic, no one seems to get it. It's too much to take and now you're numb to the sensation. Living on anesthetic, not the way you chose to have it. It's too cold to care. Fair. Living on anesthetic, no one seems to get it. It's
too much to take, and now you're numb to the sensation. Living on that aesthetic, not the way you chose to have it. It's too cold to care, it's only fair.
it bears repeating now.
Thank you.
I've been doing wrong. Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you. Oh, I think that. Do you want it too? What are you prepared to do? Think I'm gonna make it worse. I talk to you but it don't work. I touch you but it starts to hurt. What have I been doing wrong? Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you. Oh, I think that.
This is Elise, and you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Bound for glory in red, white, and blue flash paint. He leans on the hood, telling